Hey friend, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. In today's episode, I am going to be explaining to you the difference between being frugal and just being plain old cheap. People have given the word frugal a negative connotation because they believe that the word frugal is just a fancy word for cheap, and I am here to tell you that that is not the case. Being frugal, it's a way of life. And it's a way of life that I am eager to show you so that you too can live an abundant, joyful, and financially healthy lifestyle. So make sure you keep listening as today's episode is going to be extremely juicy and help you to understand the benefits of frugal living. So go grab a pen and paper so that you too can start living frugally today. Hey friend, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. Do you live primarily on your husband's income and find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to cut costs, live frugally, and do things on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by overspending and loosely following your budget? Hey, I'm Molly, and I too have struggled with living and growing a family on one income. But through trial and error and a lot of help from God, my family and I have learned how to live abundantly on less. This podcast will bring you a Christ-centered, simple, and frugal lifestyle, along with how to budget so you can follow it, and time management tips that will transform your budget and your home. So go restart that laundry, grab your Bible, and let's get budgeting. Alrighty, friends. So before we jump in, I want to let you know that I hear you when you say that you want to be able to stick to your budget. I see you sitting down, creating your budget, and then you go to the store and you forget your plan. You're stuck. You're stuck in this vicious cycle of planning and forgetting, and you feel like you will never be able to stick to your budget again. That is why you need a budget checkup. A budget checkup is going to teach you where your money is going. It's going to open your eyes to why you want to stick to your budget, and it's going to give you the accountability to push through and start sticking to your budget. So hit pause right now, stop what you're doing, and go and book yourself a budget checkup at calendly.com/Molly Bunnell. That's calendly.com/Molly with a Y, Bennell. So that I can help you stick to your budget faster than you thought you could, and you can get to that family vacation like yesterday. Now, you may not be sure if you're ready to commit 100%, and that is why I have a 10-minute free confirmation call at the same link, so calendly.com/Molly Bunnell, which is going to help you learn more about how a budget checkup will get you to stay on budget fast, and we can talk, and I can just give you any little tidbits maybe right then and there that can help you on your journey, because I want to get you on a healthy, financially stable lifestyle so that you can live abundantly and not be stressing or having relationships that just aren't working. So make sure you go and book your call at calendly.com/Molly Bunnell, calendly.com/Molly with a Y, B as in boy, Ennell, so that you can get on your journey today. Okay, so let's get into this. And I know that, like I said earlier, the word frugal has gotten such a negative connotation around it, and I'm not exactly sure why, because when I learned about it, I was super excited. I know I was more on the side of like cheap, which maybe that's why it wasn't such a negative thing to me, but it was just something that opened my eyes to the fact that I could continue to do things with less money and to save money rather than spending like all the dollars and not having anything left in my checking account. And I could still live a joyful life, and it could be on less. It could be abundant and the way that I wanted to live it, and not stressful. Well, money's always stressful, but less stressful. And so that's why I really want you to understand the difference between being frugal and being cheap. Now, being cheap, it's pretty simple. You just find the cheapest thing out there. You look for the lowest dollar amount. You don't care about quality. You don't care about quantity. You just look for the smallest amount. And that's not the case when you're being frugal. When you're being frugal, you want to look for things that are, maybe they're more expensive because they're going to last longer, but in the long run, you're going to end up saving money because you're not going to be buying that thing as many times. Or maybe instead of buying something at a cheaper price, you're buying it in a bigger bulk, which means you're getting a bigger quantity of it at a cheaper price. It may be more expensive at the time, but again, in the long run, it's saving you money. And that's what you want. You are looking in the long term. You're not looking right here, right now. If you would have told me that, you know, when I first got married to my husband, maybe my house would look different than it does. But I'm sure you can relate when it comes to when you first get married and you just want to fill your house, right? You want to be able to eat, you want to be able to sleep. So you just go out there and you buy the things that you absolutely need. You don't worry about the cost, you don't worry about what it looks like, which in my case, maybe I should have. So when we first got married, I just wanted, you know, furniture in the house so that we could live, right? Well, my husband comes home with a $50 couch. I'm like, sure, whatever, it needs cleaned, I'll clean it. Well, then we ended up getting fleas in the house, and that was a fun ride. So needless to say, I have learned my lesson. I still, if you go through my house, you aren't going to see many things that I have bought, but the things that I have bought are of good quality. And they all match. Now, eventually, I will slowly start changing things out. Like the dishes that I got are from my grandmother who passed away a while back. And so I took all of her dishes, right? And they're being used. Now, they're great. They work great. However, at some point, I will slowly start changing them out so that I can have my own dishes, which may seem silly, but I've got such a house that's full of so many misplaced items, if you catch my drift, from other people, and I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that I have the things that I have, and I wouldn't trade them, but you would think that I don't know how to decorate my house because not much goes together, and that's because I was being cheap, and I just took everything in, but I've finally gotten to the place where I've got enough stuff. I don't need things given to me anymore, and I'm ready to slowly start changing them out for things that my family and I enjoy. And that's what being frugal means. It means that you're going to save up for the things that you want, like a new couch that isn't full of fleas or a new couch that isn't broken so that it actually does the things that it's supposed to do. And I am so grateful, like I said, that I even have a couch. But eventually, I want them to be able to look nice all together as one piece and not have stains on them. And all of the above, right? And that's only going to happen if I act frugally, if I save up, if I look for deals and I shop when there are deals. And that's what being frugal means. It means that you are making a plan and you are actively looking for things. It doesn't mean you say, okay, I'm ready for a new couch, and you just willy-nilly go out there and buy the first thing you find. No, it means you're going to wait, you're going to look, you're going to may take an entire year to finally find the thing that you want because you have what you need. It's just a matter of slowly changing things out. And that's just one situation. There are times when you actually need something, but it's a different process because, like, say your refrigerator goes out, you go and you actually need to buy something right then and there. And you're still going to look, but the process is going to be quicker. But again, you make that plan and you go out and you search for it. And again, that's like the biggest thing of being frugal to me is that it's creating a plan for your money for every area of your life. And then you go out and you implement that plan. You make a budget around that plan. You figure out where it is that you're going to go. You're going to figure out, are you going to go to the high-end store? Or are you going to go to a thrift store and try to search there? And then you slowly go from there, and it keeps you from getting overwhelmed, and you do it slowly so that you don't stress yourself out. And that is the key to being frugal. Okay, so now that I have defined what frugal living means to me, I want to tell you the three benefits that I've come up with that I think are so imperative that comes with living frugally. And it's more than just, you know, saving money. It's what you're going to find out. And so that is why I want to share this with you. So the first thing, the first benefit that I believe, and these are not in any particular order, but I do believe that they are the most important, that are my most important anyways. The first one is that it gives you back your time, which you may say, well, you just said that it may take a year to do this, or it may take, you know, shorter depending on the plan, and that I have to sit down and create this plan and this budget around it. Yes, there are a few more steps, but in the long run, it saves you time because you release the need to compare. So like I said, if you come inside my house and you look at everything, I'm going to compare my house, the inside, to other people's because I don't like the way it looks because I was cheap during those times. I allowed people to just give me whatever they had and then I just placed it together in my house and tried to make it fit together, right? Well, that's not the way you should actually think when it comes to being frugal. And you need to actually, you know, have that plan to find out what it is. And so it all goes together in a sense. But if we narrow it down and bring it in a little bit to more than just the big picture, but mainly your budget, it releases the need to compare because then you value everything you have and everything in your budget is going to things that you enjoy. It's going to things that you value, that are important to you, and it takes away that comparison. And then you find yourself having more time to be able to do things because the things that you are doing are important to you, which, you know, that kind of mixes with, I should have separated that out because I kind of just put the two together, number one and number two, I just kind of mixed together. So I'm going to back up and take out the time piece on that one. And I'm just going to say that it gives you value to things that you have and it takes away that comparison mode. So the first one is that it gives the things that you have value. And because you value the things that you have, you're grateful for the things that you have, you enjoy the things that you have bought, you've spent your hard time, which this is where the time part comes in, you've spent time creating these plans and going out and finding these items that you actually have value in them. And they're not just something that you bought willy-nilly on the, I don't know, on a whim because you went to a store and you liked something. You actually sought out these pieces, found a way for them to go together, and now they bring you joy. And so that takes away the comparison because you don't find the need to go online and look at everybody else's house the way that they look and you think that your house should look that way because you have created a house to look the way you wanted. Or you have bought, I don't know, kitchen gear or clothes or, you know, cars, you know, whatever it is, you value it and it gives you joy and makes you feel like you're living your abundant life because it's something that you have put value on. And it's just, it's not something that you just willy-nilly feel like I just like to say willy-nilly. Anyways, it puts more value on it. It puts more, I don't know, weight, maybe I could say that. It puts more weight on it because it's something that you like and you enjoy instead of having to worry about what other people think. Okay, so that's point number one. Point number two is that it helps you learn what you really care about. It helps you learn what your priorities are. And this is where I was getting at when we go slow or go into a more focused look at your budget. Because when you look at your budget, you're going to find the things that you enjoy doing on that budget. It's going to be like a lot of people say, when you go inside somebody's house, you find the things that they enjoy. You learn what they like because of all the things that their house is filled with. Well, that is the same way with your budget. You're going to be able to see what it is that other people enjoy doing with their lives through their budget. And if you have went out there and you just buy all this stuff because you have the money and everybody else wants to go and, I don't know, go to a movie, and maybe you don't want to go to a movie, or maybe they want to go to a concert, all things that I enjoy doing. However, maybe at the time it's not something that's a priority to you when you'd like to maybe go to the concert instead of the movie. So you don't go to the movie, you just go to the concert. And so that's going to be a priority to you. And you're going to be able to tell other people that, well, I don't really want to go to the movie. I'd rather go to this concert. I'd rather, you know, save money and not go to the movie because I don't really enjoy that. Maybe it's something you don't like. So whatever movie it is that they want to go to. But again, what I'm talking about is frivolous, and it's not actually something that you're probably going to relate to. However, it is a good explanation because it's something that you prioritize. It's something that you value, you enjoy doing over other things. So maybe that means you have more subscriptions in your budget than somebody else because those subscriptions bring you joy. Maybe that's who you are. And it could be, you know, like homeschooling, preschool stuff. It could be, Stitch Fix is out there for clothing. You've got your movies, but there are so many different subscription boxes out there these days that it's not even funny. So you could have that, and you could still be being frugal if you allow that to be, you know, the thing that you enjoy, because then you're cutting out the things that don't bring you joy. So maybe you have all three of those. Well, maybe you have enough clothes. So you cut out the subscription box for Stitch Fix and you keep the preschool thing and the Netflix. Well, then maybe a little later down the road, you think you've got enough of the preschool stuff and you don't need anymore. So you cut that out and you keep the Netflix. Then maybe later on down the road, you find out that you don't feel like watching TV right now. So let's just cut the subscription to Netflix and get it back later when you feel like watching TV. So you see how that can show what it is that you enjoy, and it allows people to see your priorities and you to see your priorities. You have a plan. You're not just letting your money go to places that aren't important to you, and you're cutting things out when it's time to cut them out, not just because you have to save money. So there is a totally different mindset right there when you think about that. And that right there is the difference between being cheap and being frugal. You have a plan behind it. You know why you're spending your money. You know where it's going instead of just buying it because you have the money. That's essentially what being cheap is, or cutting it all out because you want to save the money. You know, that's not the mindset you want. You want to have a plan. You want your money to be doing its job and not you letting the money control you. You want to control your money and have that plan so that it can, you know, make your life abundant and joyful and do the things that you want to do. And that is what's super important. Okay, so point number three is that it helps you stick to your budget. What? I know, it's pretty obvious, but it gives you back the power of making financial decisions, essentially. So instead of just buying things without a thought, you have that plan. You know where your money's going. You know if you want to cut it. You can make that decision. You have the power instead of the money having the power over you. That is essentially what an idol is. And we don't want money to become your idol. We want you to be able to serve the one and true God and to, you know, be able to have a joyful life and live in peace with Him. And He says that I wish I had this pulled up, but you cannot serve two gods. Or let me get it out. I've got to find this. All right, I found it. Sorry about that, but I wanted to quote this to you the way that God wanted it to be said and not the way I was paraphrasing, because I didn't want it to sound wrong. Okay, so no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. And that, if you want to go read it yourself, is Matthew 6, verse 24. But that's what it is that I am getting at that is so important, because, you know, by sticking to your budget and having that plan, the money is not your idol and you are not serving money. You are able to serve God because you have the power over your money. And when you are in control, then your money is not. And you are able to serve the one true God, the one who can do more for you than money. Money cannot do hardly anything for you but give you, you know, things of this world. And, you know, you can't take that with you. You can't take money, you can't take things with you. The things that money can buy for you stay here on this world. We want to be able to invest ourselves into the things that will go with us when we die, which are our family members, it's our friends, it's our children, it's our husband, you know, it's the stranger that maybe you just met 2 days ago or maybe today at Walmart. It's those people that we want to invest in. And if we are serving money, then we can't serve God by serving those people well. And we don't want that. I want you to live a joyful life. I want you to live an abundant life. And I want you to do it for the glory of God instead of the glory of money or the glory of yourself, because it's a full, true life that you will get when you can serve all of yourself to God and for God and His glory. Okay, so I want to go over the three benefits of a frugal mindset. I tried to combine benefits and frugal there for a second. Okay, so I'm going to hurry up and get this episode done because my brain apparently is not wanting to stay on track. So the three benefits that I have mentioned is that you will lose the need to feel like you have to compare everything that you own, everything that's in your home, in your life, to everyone else around you, to your friends, to your family, because they are in a different stage and a different journey than you are. And when you have value in the things that you own and the things that you have bought, which is what frugal living does for you, it gives you value in the things that you buy, you lose that need to compare. The second benefit is that you learn your priorities. You learn what you truly care about, and you're able to create a budget around the things that you truly enjoy and that bring your family joy, because that's what frugal living is all about. It's all about cutting out the stuff that doesn't bring you joy, that doesn't serve you, and adding in things, or, you know, just taking things out maybe that do bring you joy, and putting your money in those places rather than just letting it go wherever it wants to go. And then it helps you stick to your budget, which ultimately gives you back the power to make financial decisions and to serve God instead of serving your money. It takes that power away from money and back to you and back to God so that you can do what it is that you are truly meant to do here on this earth. Okay, so how can you take action right now? You can take action right now by just embracing these. Like, write these three benefits down. Hit rewind, go back a few minutes, write down what those three benefits are so that you can really soak them in and help you change your mindset of what frugal living even is, so that when you go out there, you sit down to create a plan, you go out to implement that plan and buy the things that you truly desire, that bring you joy, that bring you value, then you can actually, you know, be able to feel the mindset shift and embrace frugal living so that you are living the life of abundance, because it's full of things that you value instead of things that you don't. And that's what frugal living is 100% totally about. Okay, so I hear you when you say that you want to be able to stick to your budget. And I see you sitting down, creating your budget, and then you go to the store and you forget your plan. You're stuck. You're stuck in this vicious cycle of planning and forgetting, and you feel like you will never be able to stick to your budget again. And that, my friend, is why you need a budget checkup. I want you to be able to embrace this frugal mindset. And that's what this budget checkup is going to do. It's going to teach you where your money's going, and it's going to teach you how to embrace frugal living. It's going to open your eyes as to why you're stuck, and it's going to give you that accountability to push through and start sticking to your budget. So hit pause, go right now and book yourself a budget checkup, which is at calendly.com/Molly Bunnell, so that I can help you stick to your budget faster than you thought you could, and you can get to your family vacation like yesterday. You can get to those things that bring you value. You can get to those things that you prioritize and that you care about instead of trying to do it by yourself. I can get those things out of you. I can help you figure out what you truly enjoy. And it's not just going to be you yourself. We're going to create a family budget. We're going to create a family mindset of frugal living so that you're not the only one trying to do it yourself. And we're going to make sure that you're not wasting your time trying to get this set up and created. And then you take it to your husband and find out that he really doesn't like it. We're not going to do that. We're going to create something, then we're going to go to your husband, make sure that it aligns with his values, that you guys are actually hitting the things that you want to do. You're going to figure out what your abundant lifestyle actually is and create a money management system around that. And so that is why I want you to get on one of these budget checkups right now, because no, we can't get that all done in one call. That'd be awesome if we could, but we can't. But we can get you started. We can get the ball rolling and get you on your path to sticking to your budget and creating a frugal lifestyle that you enjoy, that, you know, allows you to have a house filled with things that you value, so you no longer feel the need to compare, so that you know the things that you care about, that you prioritize, and actually figure out where your money's going so that it can go to the right place instead of to places that you don't really care about. So, like I said, I want you to stop what you're doing and go and book a budget checkup at calendly.com/Molly Bunnell. That's calendly.com/Molly with a Y, capital, not capital, lowercase b, B as in boy, E-N-E-L-L. Let me do that one more time because I got a little confused there. Calendly, calendly.com/Molly with a Y, B as in boy, E-N-E-L-L, so that we can get you sticking to your budget now. Okay, so I pray that this episode blessed you. If you can think of anybody that maybe this episode could bless, send it to them. Share it with a friend so that they can hear this message and can start living their abundant life as well. So with that, I will see you all next week, and I pray you have a great week. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you, and it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies, so I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama.